The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, where are we off to next?
Will we
take a trip?
We're taking a spin on
the estuary
down to Malahide Marina, where earlier on today we met the owner of Fish and Trips, Eamon McGrattan, and we boarded Eamon's charter boat, the Naomi Lee, and we set sail from Malahide out through the estuary. Here's how we got on.
Okay, we are here in Malahide Estuary. The beach is kind of behind us. Portmarnock is up that way. We are in the middle of the estuary, Ciara, and we're here with Eamon.
We are, and it's absolutely stunning, but it's very misty and atmospheric. Is this a typical day, Eamon, the weather?
No, you get a bit of fog with the good weather. You get a bit of fog. This should burn off in a half an hour, an hour. I thought it'd burn off earlier, but it's actually got thicker, so like myself.
Tell us about Fish and Trips, your business.
Yeah, I operate the Malahide charter boat, fishandtrips.ie. It should actually be called No Fishing, just Trips, because I evolved out of fishing over the last few years. That just happened naturally. It wasn't something that I intended to do. But it's started as a hobby business, and now it's become a retirement business, if you like. And I enjoy it. It's a lifestyle, and you won't make a whole pile of money, but I enjoy it. It's good fun, and I do a lot of work with Lambay Island. They keep me very busy, particularly during the summer. I bring over their guests and their groceries and workers and what have you, and then I do the walking tours on the island. So it's reciprocal trading, it's a win-win for both of us.
I'm very interested in the wallabies. Tell us about that.
Well, the wallabies trivialise the place. You know, people get on the boat here, we're going over to Lambay, and they want to talk about the wallabies, and I just shut it down because they just trivialise the place. There's so much more on Lambay. You know, there's all the Lutyens architecture, there's the scenery, there's the bird life, everything else, and some kangaroos just kind of
Yeah, Ciara, there's way more to it than wallabies.
Well, I'm notoriously lowbrow. I just think it's very interesting because I only discovered there were wallabies, I don't know, about 3 years ago. I didn't realise, and I just thought it was kind of fascinating because I thought they only existed in Australia, to be honest.
For some reason they captivate the, people just get preoccupied with them, and for some reason they're cute and cuddly and what have you. They're from Tasmania. They're redneck or Bennett wallabies. So they have a thick fur coat on them. They're nocturnal animals, so you don't see an awful lot of them during the day. And in the good weather, like yesterday and what have you, they tend to lie low because they're conserving energy. Tasmania has a similar climate to here, indeed. We had the hot beast from the east about 10 years ago, the snow, and they reckon they just huddle together like penguins to keep their warmth.
Are there many of them?
Yeah,
Eamon, how's that shutting down the conversation working out for you?
Yeah, it's not really, is it? A microphone shutting me face.
But are there many of them?
Yes, there's lots.
she's not giving up on this line of inquiry.
No.
I'm interested in the rest of Lambay.
You're
joining
the guards, are you? it is. It's a square mile of an island. It's fabulous. A lot of cliffs all around it. It's 2.7 kilometres by 1.8 kilometres, so it's fairly big, you know.
So is this your mad busy time of the year?
Yeah, so it's every day. I'll probably lose Friday and Saturday this week because of weather. Some days it can be a fabulous day ashore, and out here, the sea is just too lively, and you couldn't bring people out in it,
And is that something you develop? I mean, you're not from a fishing background or a seafaring background, are you? How did you develop that kind of expertise?
Well, I grew up in Malahide. My mother says I didn't, but I was involved in the Sea Scouts and did a lot of boating. My father had a boat, and some people have a boat to go fishing, where we went fishing to have a boat, if you like. So boats were always part of, I'd be out on boats as a young fella, Then, obviously the working life kicked in, but I bought a boat when I was about 25 years ago. I bought my first boat, and there was a few boats in between. I bought this one in 2013. It was built down in Valencia, down in County Kerry. And it's been at this, as I said, it was a hobby business to begin with. And I sold my business in 2021. And then it became a retirement business kind of thing, you know. And
do you ever get tired of the views here?
No, but it can be hard work, you know what I mean? The weather, dealing with the public, the view was spectacular.
Journalists.
Journalists, yeah. But no, it can be hard work on a bad day and trying to keep everyone happy and trying to, you know, someone said to me, it's not like a real job. Well, you know, it is. I make it look easy sometimes. But
do you bring out, like, how many people would you bring out on an average trip?
Well, the boat's licensed for 12 passengers and 2 crew. So sometimes my wife is with me. She sometimes does the tours as well. And, you know, so that's it. We're limited to 12 people. That most of the passenger boats around the country be limited to 12 people.
No, what I was going to say was, and do you do like a few trips a day for an hour, or how long would you go out for?
There's different types of trips. If I'm going to Lambay, there's one tour is 5 hours long, the other tour is 6.5 hours long. You have to work around the tide, so you only have a window. I do a bit with the Irish College of English there in Malahide. Every summer I bring the Spanish and Italian school teachers out in the morning when the kids are in class. I bring them on sightseeing trips around Lambay, around Ireland's Eye, into Howth. It takes about 3 hours. That type of thing, you know.
Eamon, Ciara's... Oh, I think she's caught something. My God, Ciara's fishing away here. We're probably... Are we far enough out in the estuary to seriously fish here?
We're not really. We need to be a bit deeper water. It's only... It's only about 6 or 7 metres here. You need to be out in 12 metres, really. If we went out to Ireland's Eye there, Ireland's Eye is about 4 miles away. Yeah. If we went there, there's good mackerel there at the moment. It'll take about a week for them mackerel. I know it's only about 6 miles, but it'll take about a week for them to get to Lambay.
Will it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, just are they swimming against the tide?
No, it's just... I don't know whether they fill one area and then they move over to another, but it's just... It's always been the case that it takes a week or maybe 10 days for them to get from Ireland's Eye to Lambay.
So if you went out to Ireland's Eye and took out the fishing rod, would you get enough in for dinner in a relatively short period of time, do you think?
You would. Now, they go off at the slack of the tide. So at a high tide, they stop feeding, and at low tide, they stop feeding. Okay. Say an hour either side. So you'd have a 4-hour window either side to catch fish.
Okay, what are Ciara's chances of catching a fish here, would you say, at the moment, Eamon?
Well, about... The same as Shergar coming back.
Okay, will we head for Howth?
Let's go.
Eamon, lovely to speak to you. Thanks, mate.
Very good. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.